Danny, am I alone or are you going to walk with me in this argument? I would not aggressively try to fix their problems defensively at this trade deadline. If the perfect opportunity presents itself where I can get a long-term answer as a corner one, let's say, and the value's right for whatever reason, I'm not actively avoiding making trades.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is this feeling that people want Adam Peters, Lance Newmark in this front office to get aggressive now because they're going to potentially win the division. They can make the playoffs rather than waiting until the offseason. And while I do think we need to change our eye line and no longer view this as just a year to find out if Jaden Daniels is good and the answer, because we now know he's good and probably the answer, There's a lot of football left. The eye line should now be making the playoffs, winning a division. But I'm not going to necessarily shrink the talent pool I'm choosing from to have to go find my corner right now. I'd rather sign one of a dozen corners I like in the offseason because the flooded talent pool means I pay a little bit less of a premium. I'd rather consider having the option of drafting a cornerback one at number 23 overall or whatever it might be. But where are you at on this? And we'll open up the phones at 800-636-1067. The trade deadline's a couple of weeks away. The thought was they were going to be sellers and they're going to be bad. They're actually good, and maybe they could be buyers. Do you think they should be looking to fix one of these fatal flaws? Or should they just par the course, play with what they've got, evaluate for the rest of this year while winning as many games as you can, and then hit it hard this offseason?
I'm patient, Peter. So I echo a lot of what you said. To me, the sweet spot is I want that deal where it's announced on NFL Network or whatever channel you happen to be watching. And then when I'm just at home on my couch in another market, I'll go, that's all it took for that guy? You do that, I'm fine with it. You follow what I'm saying? Like, I'm not giving up a premium pick. There's too much momentum, too much good, too much that can be improved. I understand that seasons are precious and you never know when you'll be this good again. But here's my view. One new corner or a really good pass rusher still doesn't make this a championship caliber team. That's kind of my cold water on it.
It makes them better, though.
Yeah, but to what end is what I'm saying. Like, I understand you want all the good experiences and the like, but I'm not going to sacrifice a little bit here. Like, when the Nationals are in the middle of their window, like, call it 2015, 2016, and you go, man, they're a bullpen arm away. You go get the bullpen arm. You don't give a damn about minor league Marty, about Double A Dave that hasn't done it yet in the show. Of course you do. You got a championship window open, dude. I don't know that they do yet. And I think that's the part that a lot of fans don't really want to accept and sort of damn the torpedoes. We'll do it next year. To me, there's too much opportunity with more than $100 million in cap space heading into this offseason, full allotment of draft picks, and a lot of maneuverability with a pretty good base that we now know includes Jaden Daniels, who's a superstar on the rise. I'm just not going to sacrifice much. That said, if you can get one of those, this guy here is, I'm just making up a name, this guy here is disgruntled, and Steve, the cornerback in Jacksonville, they're just willing to part ways because he's got a big salary, and he's in his mid to late 20s, you can get him for a fourth-round pick. I'll do that, but I'm not going hard. I'm not giving up a first or a second.
I might even consider a good corner who's a rental that's supposed to be a free agent and throw in a late-round pick at a guy because you bring him in, he upgrades you the rest of this season. Maybe he helps your young guys out. Maybe he makes Benjamin St. Juste better. He makes Emmanuel Forbes better. And then even by being in the building, if it is as good as we think it is, culturally, if Quinn is the player coach that we all know he is, they might be more inclined to want to come here. You might get a little bit of a discount if somebody spends the second half of the season here. You're trending up. You make the playoffs. You play in a playoff game or two. Maybe you get them to come back. And maybe you could flip a six or something like that for some starting corner. I wonder, though, and this is the evaluation I'd need from Peters or Newmark, one of the smart guys over there in the front office, but do you think you're doing any kind of long-term damage or like a disservice and development to anybody that you're asking to play out of position or to be above their skis? Like right now, Benjamin St. Juste is playing as your corner one and was in man yesterday against a speed merchant, not his game, trying to follow him all over the field. I didn't think he played nearly as bad a game as everyone else does. But you've got your fan base memeing him and making jokes about him online, and he's getting crushed. I'm assuming that kind of stuff doesn't really add up or catch up to him. But are you stunting his growth or development by basically going, hey, You should be playing the bigger physical, like 18-wheeler wide receiver types, not this guy. We don't have a choice. You've got to cover that guy. How about Mikey Sanders still? If you had a better corner in a good situation, he would be inside in the nickel. That's what you drafted him to do. That's what he did at Michigan. That's what he wants to do. He's starting outside, playing outside right now, out of position, where he's his second best position, basically. You know, being baptized in the NFL as he's, you know, learning that spot, basically. Wouldn't you be better off for when he's your nickel next year if he was just getting through some of those lessons?
Getting those reps there,
getting beaten and getting better and better at nickel. It's like those are the things I would have to consider. Is it's not just about getting better or winning one or two extra games. It is about the long-term growth of the guys that matter and what positions them best.
Too. I think that's fair, but then my response is, okay, what's that worth to you? Like, at what cost?
A late-round pick.
Yeah, it's not worth a one. It ain't worth a two. It's probably not worth a three. And if you're, you know, we could talk about a four maybe.
So I'm not trading anything above a six on a rental for anybody. I would consider a mid-round pick for an excellent corner that's coming in here. That's the long-term solution where I'm taking on a big contract in the years ahead.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just view that as the free agent I was going to sign this year anyway.
Precisely. And it just cost, and that draft pick cost me exclusivity, right? So that they couldn't go anywhere else. I've got them under contract. If it's someone I would sign in the open market anyhow.
I don't really have a problem either way, honestly, because I believe you got to be aggressive. The best gift you have is a quarterback on a rookie contract. So waiting around is not smart. Now, if you're telling me you're waiting till the offseason in year two, no problem, because you still have years 2 through 5 for Jaden Daniels to win before he gets paid, if we're being honest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fine. But I mean, next offseason is go time. This whole, like, let's be patient, let's not spend big, let's just kick the can down the road. Uh-uh. You go get your corner, you go get your edge rusher, whatever it is that you think you need really badly, you go get. And I think they will do that this offseason. But I could be talked into making a trade to upgrade right now. I think my preference would be to sit back and let the kids play. This is about our offense being dynamic and this young quarterback I drafted, making sure he's good. Everything else is gravy, and I'm going to play as many of the young guys on defense to evaluate them as possible. And we'll get Joe Witt and Dan Quinn to coach their butts off.
Yeah, I'm down with that plan. Again, I will not sacrifice my future in any way for a slightly larger short-term present. I mean, your point, though, about development makes a lot of sense. It's just, again, not worth that much to me to have that. I mean, to me, you got to know the player, right? If I know it's so cliche, but they talked about having guys that represent the team name. We're looking for this sort of dude. That sort of dude to me isn't going to get his head down because, you know, he's playing out of position or it's a little bit more challenging for him. But what's best for Sam Russell's development is probably to play the position he's going to play.